The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
And welcome back to the Power Hour. This is Donald Jeffries, your guest host with you. Sorry about that. We had a little technical glitch at the top of the hour, so we had to go to break, and we're back now. Those you may know me before. I've guest hosted here before. I've been a guest many times in the past. I'm the author of 10 books, including the upcoming American Memory Hole, How the Court Historians Promote Disinformation. That'll be out at the end of August. You can also read me on Substack. It's called I Protest, just like my live weekly podcast is called, and that's DonaldJeffries.substack.com. So great to be here. I always love being on the show because I love hearing from people, and we have a very special guest today, but I want to give the phone. Hello? Is that you?
I guess. Hi.
There's Susan. Okay. Hi. Can we see your video?
You don't see me.
I don't see. Well, you know what I see? I see it looks like a studio or something.
Yeah.
I don't see you.
I don't see me either. And I don't think my phone is even turned
okay,
around.
Is that on you? Well, let me introduce this. Let me introduce you first. This is Susan Olson, who is well known to baby boomers and younger people everywhere as Cindy Brady on the Brady Bunch. There she is. I see you.
Yeah.
There she is. Cool. Okay. And she hasn't changed a bit, you can see, since she was 4 years old, pretty much. But
I was eight.
Okay, I'm sorry, eight. I didn't know. But it's great to have Susan. Susan is, and I've become friends. It's really amazing. We are on the same wavelength. She's such a fun person. So I know this is going to be a lot of fun. So I want to tell people before we start talking. I know hopefully we'll get even more phone calls than usual because people don't want to talk to Susan Olson. To call the show, you dial 844-769-2944 and press 1. That's 844-769-244 and 2944. Sorry. But so welcome all your calls. So Susan, we've known each other for a while now, gosh. It's probably been over 10 years, and that we first did. I was on your LA Talk radio show that you had way back in the day, and why don't you tell me, what have you been doing since the Brady Bunch? Have you been doing anything since then?
well, not in acting. I left acting when I was 23. I'd gone to the American Academy of Dramatic Arts thinking that that's what I wanted to do. And really, it really wasn't my medium. And stereotyping, I have some really mixed feelings about Hollywood. I hate Hollywood. I love movies. I love entertainment. But anyway, all the while I was going to the Academy, I was jealous of my boyfriend at the time because he went to art school. And I left acting at 23 and became a graphic artist and made my living doing that. Got back kind of in a public way. Oddly enough, I worked for Big Pharma for a bit. Being a spokesperson for migraine awareness, and became a mother, really wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. But then became a single mother, so I had to work. And, got to thank Big Pharma because they gave me the perfect job that, I had to leave town maybe five days a month. And the rest of the time I could stay home and be a mom and pay the mortgage.
Right. Well, you're certainly going to pay it from Brady Bunch residuals. And as I wrote,
we don't make any of those. What are those? Residuals? The R word? Yeah, Allie Willis and I were good friends because she had her R word, which was royalties. And did we get shut off? Because I'm not hearing you or seeing you. You're frozen. I guess I'll wait.
Oh, there you are. Okay, there you're back. Who are you? We haven't even started talking controversial politics yet, and they cut us off. Who were you talking about?
Oh, the famous songwriter, Allie Willis. She wrote the several Earth, Wind, and Fire hits. She wrote September, Boogie Wonderland, and wonderful lady, really eccentric. She passed away very suddenly from heart attack. But she and I were buddies because, in fact, she was the first person to take me to the Brady Bunch house. And we were buddies because she didn't get royalties and I didn't get residuals. So we both had our words to be disgruntled about. But she was terrific. She took me to the Brady Bunch house in style in the Wienermobile. But that's a story. In and of itself.
That's for sure. None of you guys. Maybe if you'd been on a show later in the 80s or something, then you would have done much better.
However, because we have such, and I will give the fans complete credit for this, because they loved us the way they did, and still to some extent do, although I don't think enough children are watching the Brady Bunch. and, you know, we've had other incarnations of the show, and most recently the HGTV renovation show, took the actual house, because I was refusing to go there, because to me, it was so obvious that couldn't possibly be the house. And as a little girl, I went to the producers and I said, why did you pick that house for the exterior shots when it obviously couldn't be this house? And they said, I'll have you know that if you walk in that house, it looks just like this set. And I wanted to be an architect at the time. And so this
just like your dad, just like your TV dad.
You know, me and Mike Wickerlam both, whenever they would dress the set for Mike Brady, they would bring out all his drafting equipment, and we were just fascinated with that. And I'd go in and I want to play with it. And now I have a drafting table twice the size of Mike Brady's and many more gadgets. And I do it all on computer. So there you go.
Well, that's great. Well, and so for you to come into my world, you have to have some interest in politics and conspiracies and all that. So when did this, were you always?
I don't remember. How did we meet? Was it on MySpace?
I don't know. I probably tried to contact you on Facebook or something, and you answered back, and the rest is history, I guess. You know, I know I was on your show with Sheena Metal, a couple times, and I know one time we discussed John Benet Ramsey. I remember other times we discussed my typical conspiracy stuff, and then I had you on my show several times over the year, and certainly you're very interesting. That's why the audience know, because this audience out here is going to be political. So when did you really start? Because right now you're in the wrong place for someone with your beliefs, because you're out in the middle of this, you know, cuckoo land, the capital of woke out there. How do you survive out there? Because you're basically, I'm not sure what you are. Why don't you tell people what you are, where you stand now?
I don't know what I am either.
but you're definitely not a woke liberal, but you and I came across because you're interested in conspiracies, and certainly you recognize I'm a Trump agnostic. I don't know. You may support him more, but certainly we can see the other side is completely insane at this point.
Well, that's just it. It's not, you know, my God, you know, my face is, my palm is sore from all the face plants I do whenever he speaks.
Yes.
It's not fun supporting him, but I don't know. I come from Viking stock. In fact, I did the DNA thing. And even on my mom's side, which which also factors in a lot. But even on her side, you go back far enough, it's Vikings. I'm 87% Scandinavian. Mm-hmm. My father was, we were just talking about him last night because yesterday would have been his birthday. And probably the most honorable man I've ever met. You know, all that old world, you know, we tell the truth and we live by our ethics and our principles and just super sweet. And, you know, the kind of person to aspire to be like. And I also had TV dad that was pretty darn good, too.
Yeah,
but on
sure.
my mother's side, I really do believe that there's genetic memory. And there's always been this thing in the back of my head about justice and about things being unfair. And you know, there are a few little incidences as a child that where it's just like, no, that's not fair. It's not fair. And really being worked up over things being not equity, but equality. I grew up in the Watts riots. Anyway, I didn't find out until later that I'm the seventh generation granddaughter of a woman who was hanged in Salem. Mm-hmm. And I swear, I think, you know, it comes from that. It's, you know, like, I mean, she went to the noose saying, how can you believe this? How are you doing this? What is going on? She was accused her crimes, and maybe she was a cat lady like me.
Which you are. You're a cat lady, right?
Well, I am. I only have two now. And I
Okay.
But I did do cat rescue for years and years. Mm-hmm. And I used to have, you know, between 12 and 18 kittens in the house at any given time. But you know, she was accused of turning into a black cat at night. Mm. And the thing is, and she's not famous. Her name is Martha Carrier, and she wasn't in The Crucible. So she didn't become one of the famous witches, but she was the one. She was accused of being the queen of hell and the ringleader of all of them. And everybody that got accused pointed their finger at her.
Yeah.
And that would get them off. I mean, if you confessed, you didn't die. But, you know, I totally understand. Why would you confess to something that was not true and believe that that was what was going to set you free? And her own children were made to testify against her.
Mm-hmm. Boy, it's a good thing we learned our lesson from that and we've never repeated it since then.
Didn't we learn? History doesn't repeat itself. Not a bit.
No.
Never again.
Yeah. But I mean, did you get some of I compared what was happening during COVID, you know, in many ways to that, where they were trying to demonize the unvaccinated and they, you know, out there, I guess, especially how were they, when you were going out at that time, did you see even, I mean, I'm sure there could have been almost nobody walking around without a mask in Hollywood. Am I right or that back then?
No, I mean, there's a few of us out here, and I don't live in the city. I, you know, my Walmart sells chicken feed and goat treats, so I'm in the right place. I'm not in the thick of it. To me, I thought, okay, come on, people, learn, because I, and I guess it's genetic because my son has this really good BS meter too. And just the COVID thing just didn't wash. It didn't pass the smell test from day one. And then I saw, when I saw how eager people were, and I want to love people, and I have a great relationship with people because I have lots and lots of friends. Even people that don't put it together that they grew up with me on TV, they just have this good feeling about me because I look familiar. So I have this really good relationship with people, and I don't like to think that people are stupid. But to me, everybody that, you know, eagerly rolled up their sleeves and did what the government told them to do, was betraying everybody else. And it made it that much harder for those of us who are going, no, stop it. Wait, don't get on the train. No, I've seen the Evans. Don't get on the train.
Exactly. Yeah, you're right. No, and I say, don't get on the ship. Remember the Twilight Zone episode? We said that all the time. Don't get on the ship.
For one more.
Yeah, that's right. Run for one more. That's right. Absolutely. Well, we have the first caller here. So we have Chance in West Virginia. You're on the air with Susan Olson.
Yes. Hello, Don. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How you doing, Chance?
Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm talking to Cindy Brady.
I can't believe it either.
I grew up on that show. You know, this must be ESP, Don, because about a day or two ago, you know what popped in my mind out of the blue?
I don't know.
Pork chops and applesauce.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I kid you not. When Peter Brady said that, yeah, and all during that, when they were accusing Trump of Russian collusion,
yeah,
I used to make a joke with everybody. I used to make a joke with everybody saying this, Russia, 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 it's all
Russia.
Yeah,
that was a big one. That was a big one for Marcia.
Marcia.
Yeah, well, see the impact, Susan, that the Brady Bunch has had on us in little ways.
Yeah, back when I was young, I sort of resented being on a Goody Two Shoes show, and you know, I wanted to go be in The Exorcist or do something that would be really meaty. But after becoming a mother and you know, understanding life, I'm very proud of the show. I think it should be watched a lot more. And I teach children. I teach acting for children and filmmaking. And, you know, every kid's like, no, you need to watch The Brady Bunch because it's good for you. And the kids respect the parents and the parents respect the kids. And we have a father who isn't an idiot. And we're living a lifestyle that's a standard of living that's really unachievable today.
But you're right. I think. Go ahead.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I guess it's that time delay on the phone. I apologize.
No, please interrupt her. I'll never stop.
Yeah, Susan, yeah. Please tell me who passed away now. I know Robert Reed passed away. Alice B. Davis. Excuse me?
Yeah, Robert Reed, Florence Henderson, and Ambie Davis are no longer with us. But yeah, all six of us are alive and well.
That's what I kind of figured. Everybody else is still around, of course. There are ages. I'm in my going on mid-60s. So I would imagine Barry Williams, I guess, is a couple years older than me, maybe, right?
Yeah, I think
he hit the big 7-0.
I'm
only 6 years away from that. Oh boy, I can't believe I'm speaking with
Wait, you and I are about the same age then.
Yeah.
What's that, man?
I'm going to be 63 in a week.
Oh really? So you're only a year younger than me then? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you grew up with the original show.
Yeah. Oh yes, I did.
Friday
with the original.
Night.
Yeah. Wow. Amazing. I can't believe I'm speaking. Thank you, Don, for this opportunity.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks, Susan, for coming on. I mean, she's so accommodating.
You know, let me tell you something, folks. It's a break from all the crazy crap we see on the news day in and day out. You know, to me, it's such a relief to go back in time when things were so much simpler. You know,
you bring up such a good point because, well, I think my political leanings are pretty obvious. But, you know, when I hear a certain woman talking about, we got to look at the future, it's like, but things are so much better in the past.
Forget the past, you can then repeat it.
Well, Don, you made my day. And so did you, little Cindy.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Chance.
Have a great day. Thank you so much for the memories. Now
she asked if you had kids.
Do I have kids?
Yeah, Cindy. Susan asked you that.
Oh, well, I'm calling her Cindy. No, I don't. I never got married. Well, I got married but divorced and no children. Unfortunately, I'm all alone. Even my entire family has passed away, my baby brother, mother, father. But I have three pets who I love very much, and it is what it is. I never thought I'd be in this situation, but hey, I make the best of it.
Chance, you're part of a phenomenon. If you go to my Substack, DonaldJeffries.substack.com, you can see I pinned at the top of the page the American loneliness phenomenon. There's so many people.
I'm the one that brought that up to you. Before I let you go, I saw myself in that article, Don.
Did you? I apologize. That's great.
I saw myself in that article, and it made me realize that there's many people in my situation. Like I said, I never thought in a million years that I'd be in this situation, but, you know, I am. It is what it is. I make the best of it. But it's a very helpful article. Ma'am?
Thank God we have animals.
I'm telling you. I'll tell you a quick story, if I may. Can I tell you a quick story?
Sure.
Okay. When I bought my house here in West Virginia 9 years ago, okay, I was with my ex. She looked at the cats. Now, the previous owner of the house had the cats outside. She had cat beds and... My ex looked at the cats and said to the previous owner, "Oh, three kitty cats. Do they come with the house?" So I looked at my ex and I said, "Are you kidding me? I'm spending over $100,000 for this house, and you're worrying about three kitty cats? I can go to the pound and come back with a dozen." So what happened was, guess what? A couple of months after I bought the house, the ex is gone, but the kitty cats are still here.
They're
much more loyal.
That's true.
Yes, they are. I can't believe I'm talking to little Cindy Brady. And I told her my personal story.
Oh, that's right. And she listened.
And she listened. You know what that tells me, Don? That tells me she's not your typical Hollywood person. She's for real.
She wouldn't be talking to me if she was. You can. How many people in Hollywood you think give me the time of day? She's wonderful. She's down to earth.
Exactly. Well, Don, thank you so very
thank
much.
You, Chance.
Little
I appreciate
Cindy Brady,
it.
You made my day.
Okay. All right, Chance. Thanks so much. We have another caller, Phil in Florida.
Good morning. It's not. Good afternoon. Hi, Don. I'm glad you're doing the show. And hello, Susan.
Hello.
I do remember that when you all were coming on, and I think it was 69 or 70. I landed on the planet in 1960, and so we.
Okay.
You mentioned the shows of that time. Yeah, and the shows at that time, you know, there was usually a lesson, you know. It was they offered teachable moments, you know, and God, you know, these TV shows now, you don't want the lessons they're throwing at you. And but, you know, to move on to your comment about the vaccines and, you know, the ones that were going for it and promoted it versus, you know, those who didn't want it. For me, it just, you know, how dare you tell me what I can put in my body, you know, and that's what really hit me was it's just amazing. And Don is usually on the Jeff French show, but Monday nights, the first hour. And Jeff and Don often speak about the people in America standing up. You know, I was an anti-war activist when they took the 9/11 false flag attack and used it to, you know, to pin it on the, you know, the typical brown guy with a beard that, you know, lives on top of an oil field, and they were pushing the war and got involved in that, and even then, Susan, we were wondering, you know, where is everybody? You know, well, they went from the draft to the volunteer army, but I can tell you from a on the ground activist, you know, that and what sealed it for me was how everybody rolled over for this vaccine. And, you know, and we talk about, Don talks about it with Jeff, you know, what's it going to take for the America? It ain't going to happen, you know. I can't, but that doesn't mean not to try locally. But I wanted to get your feedback and maybe yours, Don. You know, should we just give up or should we still try to do our little thing locally?
No, you never give up. Never, ever, ever give up. Right. I'd like to think that if I was in Germany in the late 30s, that I would not have quietly gotten on the trains. I would have fought back and hopefully taken a couple of SS officers out with me before I left this earth. I believe in fighting, you know.
Well, we'll talk in the because we're going to come out on break in a couple of minutes. But I want to talk about these these protests going on in England and Ireland. That's given me some hope because we're seeing here. Yeah. What do you think of that, Phil?
Yes, I do, and you know, and the students here in the U.S. and you know, if anyone actually listened to what the students were saying, they, you know, they were protesting, you know, U.S. funding and support for Israel's genocide on the Palestinians. You know, if
it's
you ever
listen.
No, so Susan's not going to agree with you on that one. But okay.
Oh, okay.
No, the
okay, but
on the other side.
Yes.
Okay, but you know, my point is that the media did not. You know, they mischaracterized it, you know, and thank God for some YouTubes, you actually got to hear some of the students, you know, and just to see the how, but that's what I saw in the anti-war movement. You know, I saw a typical COINTELPRO kind of stuff, you know, you get some.
Phil, I hate to, Phil, if you want to hang on after break, we're going to have to go to break here in a second. So you're welcome to hang on if you want, and you and Susan can discuss the Middle East further. But we're coming on a break here. I'm listening for the music here. And, there we are. There it is. So we'll be right back with more Power and Susan Olson after these words from our sponsors.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Power Hour is brought to you by thepowermall.com. supercharge your life with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. By choosing to purchase from us, you're directly supporting independent news media. Support small business and buy from the good guys.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars, and when you shop with the Power Mall, you're helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
And welcome back to the Power Hour. This is Donald Jeffries, your guest host, with a special guest, Susan Olson. Before we come back on again, I want to remind people we're already getting calls, obviously, and I'm sure lots of you out there want to talk to Susan. The number is 844-769-2944. Now, I want to announce just quickly before we go back to the caller, Phil, I think, is hanging on, is that your support is now more vital than ever. Please consider that the Power Hour is a 100% listener-supported platform. That means without your support, we wouldn't exist. You can support this Power Hour by ordering at thepowermall.com or by making a donation. If you want to make a donation or order by phone, please call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. And again, the number to call is 844-769-2944. Okay, back to Susan Olson. Phil, are you still there?
Yeah, and I just want, I know there's other callers. I just wanted to finish the part about the protests here. If you don't mind my experience with agent provocateurs and such.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
Oh, great. Before going to the Middle East, that could be a nightmare and take forever. But I do say from experience, you know, that the government is, you know, the church hearings of 1975, Senator Church revealed all the FBI COINTELPRO stuff. I mean, it's all this time, and it's a fact, and it happens. And if you're on the street and you're in the protests, they poison the well. You know, there's always some guy that's wearing, you know, they put him in with the same hat you're wearing and same outfit or signs, and they'll throw a brick through a window or right. they'll push a cop, you know, or they'll burn the American flag instead of another country's flag, which they're right. protesting, you know, and spray paint the statues and anything to make those exercising their, you know, their right to petition the government for redress of grievances, you know, that make them look bad. And then if the media, you know, if you got the same folks, you know, so, but that's like Susan said, we shouldn't give up. And I really believe, Don, and I've said this to you in emails, the test of time handbill, you know, the trifold float, you know, trifold flyers, you print a bunch up, keep them on your front seat of your car, stick some in your back pocket when you're out and about, and one person to another. Nobody can do everything, but everybody can do something. And there's other callers. I'm gonna go to the website and donate $20 right now, and I'll listen off air. Thank you, Susan. There's other callers. Thank you.
Thank you. I wish we had more time. I'd like to sit down with you and a couple of beers. And I do agree with you, and I disagree. And we could have a wonderful conversation.
Well, Susan, you know, and I know of your beliefs, because we disagree a bit on that as well. But one thing I'm really invigorated by is what's going on in England, of all places. I mean, what does that say about our young, or just about our white people in general here in America, that you don't think of England as being... Yeah, you kind of think of them being maybe more laid back or something, but they're angry over there. The protests everywhere. They're upset, and they don't have anywhere near the immigrant problem we have here. And same thing in Ireland.
But they do. They do in a way, and in many ways, they're well ahead of us. But it's an element of the immigrant problem, because they've gotten tired of sitting back and being called Islamophobic if they don't like having their daughters raped. It's gotten that ridiculous, and it's always been so ridiculous that these people allowed all of this to happen. But it's the frog in the boiling pot of water, and it's because people want to be good. It's all the right intentions that have really blown back at people, and that's so unfair. I have a friend who's from Denmark, and she said, they were so excited to get migrants and have people of color and so willing to accept anything that they did. But when you have people from a culture that condones things that your culture finds appalling, it's not going to be a happy situation.
Compatible. No, especially with America, you know, I mean, I think America is a matriarchy, especially the culture, and you're bringing people in from places where I guess women are still stoned and they can't show their faces. That's going to clash. It's impossible to make those two compatible with each other.
Exactly. And it's kind of nobody's fault. It's just the facts. And what they've done for so many years is to obfuscate the facts and say, no, that's not true. Mm-hmm. But it is true. Now, and I have to make it very, very clear. I'm talking about Islam. I'm not talking about Muslims.
Right.
There is a big difference. Most Muslims in the West don't practice Islam in this way. But the ones that do don't think that there. If a woman is walking around and she is not covered, she's asking for it. She is a whore. And she can be raped and should be raped. So it's this cultural thing. Islam is really a political ideology with a religious component. And it's very destructive. It's being used to destroy. That's the thing. This immigration thing that happened in Europe, that wasn't by accident. And it's not by accident here. This is intentional. It's the Cloud and Piven strategy, for one, to overload the welfare base, and two, it's a cultural clash that is intended. I like to call it Islamunism.
Oh, there she is. Okay, Susan, I think you might stay on audio because we lost you again. Maybe you should just go to audio too.
Okay, now how do? Oh, I'll just turn off the camera.
Oh, it was on my end again? Oh, so you lost me again? Even audio? I'm sorry. I don't know. Well, hopefully you can hear me now. We have Patrice in Ohio. You're on with Susan Olson.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good, thanks.
And all this crazy.
The legend says hello.
Yeah. Well, so I do agree with you about what's going on in Europe. They've had their issues big time since 2015. And even that Tony Robinson, who I don't necessarily agree with everything he has to say, you know,
it's always a mixed bag, yeah.
Tried to fight. Yeah. And there's no denying there's certain areas you can go, certain areas you can't go. And
yeah,
think of the population. It's smaller. They're more together, and they are totally affected by what goes on over there. And then they got even more of a woke society than we do over here. So needless to say, you know, and thank God for David Icke over there helping them out. So, in any event, yeah, I'm going to be going to the south of France in the beginning of September, and God only knows what I'm going to encounter.
Yeah, it's like, how long before the Louvre is destroyed?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Oh, well, I don't know. I mean, some of the stuff they want to keep and some of the stuff they don't want to keep...
If it's satanic, it's staying. Exactly. The way they've just thrown, I guess, blood or something on priceless works of art, we've seen them do that a handful of times, and I don't even know. They know why they're doing it. Why do you? I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's just being destructive for no reason.
Oh, it's probably somebody claims it happened, and they get to steal the artwork, and somebody gets it. I don't trust anything I hear out of any of these people.
You know what? You're right about that, because everything. It's hard because. Oh, I don't even have cable TV because I don't need it. I would rather stream podcasts of people that I trust. I mean, we get lied to about everything. It is a propaganda machine, the media.
You got to hear what their lies are.
Yeah.
To understand. And because I can tell you what, if you go out of it, for like a week or two, because I just came back from Montana, you don't realize how much stuff they tried to smear to get away with Like, let's see, Joe Biden being frickin' 6 feet or 6 inches taller than he was the week before. I mean, are you freaking kidding me? They think we're that stupid.
And the chin. Yeah, what's going on with that? It's like Play-Doh.
What's going on with that?
Yeah.
And, you know, Donald Trump's ear, there ain't nothing wrong with that ear.
Well, I
miraculous healing process. Part.
I think they're all in on it. I think they did try to do an assassination plot.
Well, I will tell you,
Patrice. They took advantage of the situation.
Well, yes, I will tell you, Patrice. No, I was going to say, all the people that have been trying to demonize those of us who question other shootings, suddenly they're texting me after the Trump shoot. They finally found something they think is fake. This is the first thing that's ever happened they think is fake. They all believe. You had Joy Reid and Keith Olbermann on air saying it was a fake thing. These are the people who want to put people like us in jail that celebrated Alex Jones' prosecution. Suddenly they found something was fake. So it's interesting how the left-right thing breaks down there.
Yeah, well, if it wasn't for double standards, they'd have no standards at all.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah,
absolutely.
So, yeah, it's just another day in the, you know, crazy house.
Yeah, well, this I call it America 2.0.
No. Yeah,
it's the madness.
They work for us. We have to get back to that.
Yeah, they're supposed to, but this is the America 2.0, Patrice. That's what I call it, and it's it is what it is. But I mean, it's the inmates are running the asylum. You know, I celebrated the fact when as a young guy back in the 80s, I liked it when Reagan shut down all the mental institutions, let the people out. I thought, well, you know, I've watched One Flew of the Cuckoo's Nest. Yeah, I think they're doing terrible things. They're cool. You know, bring them all out. And unfortunately, you know, some of them needed to be there. And you're seeing that now. I mean, you look in the streets. I mean, half of America sometimes, I think, needs to be in a padded room.
Well, there's another thing that Jeff Rentz brought up last week with Erica and I just got over COVID too, so that was no fun. But this new round is excruciating on your brain, and it's like brain swelling. Nothing stops the pain, and it's brain swelling. But what they had found in some of the research they were looking at last week was there's some aggressive traits that are coming out by the chemicals being produced by whatever is in this brain swelling. And I'm here to tell you, this past week, it affected me, and I can see the aggressiveness. So is it any wonder now I can relate to this road rage and these people going crazy just out of nowhere? Because it affects you psychologically. I'm here to tell you. If you've ever been on steroids, I have twice, unfortunately, and that is a mind-altering drug. Brings out total aggression. It's kind of like the same thing.
Yeah. I knew somebody that had gone on them, and he was like, it's the asshole pill. I'm just on this stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's like, you want to fight? Okay. Yeah. You're just ready to just, I got rid of an attorney general's office thing last week because I just beat him over the head. And the lady was like, okay, I'll take it off. So I won one for the Kipper on that one. But
well, you're not back. You're not back. Are you that? Are you vaxxed, Patrice?
Never. Oh, never.
Never. Okay.
Never.
No. In fact, I told my husband if he got vaccinated, I would divorce him because you're an effing idiot and no one can help you. But if you get COVID, I will stay by you and nurse you back to health.
Yeah.
You get your choice.
And yeah, wow. Because I was thinking maybe there's something in the new strain that's going after the people that are vaccinated.
I don't know. As
well, but
he would be embarrassed to stand up for what's right. And he'd say, people would ask him about the shot because he hangs around some liberal people. And he would say, my wife and my daughter won't let me get it.
Well, good for you. You said, if you have anything else, because we have another caller on the line there, Patrice.
No, that's it for now. But good talking to you both. Have a great day.
Hey, God bless
good talking
you.
To you, Patrice. Take care, okay?
Bye.
And we have Eric in Missouri. Eric, you're on the air with Susan Olson.
Yeah. Hey, I had a question for Susan. Which one of Don Jeffrey's books would you recommend for my late uncle's widow? She's been a sincere Democrat all her life in her late 80s. Very wealthy in oil exploration from my uncle, but she thinks Trump's crazy. Which one of his books should I get for her?
Well, see, my favorite is the one about COVID, just because it kind of hits home into me. When you know the truth about COVID, you kind of start seeing the truth in everything, or you start questioning it. And it's not specific to Trump, but when you realize how much they've lied, then you start looking into things. And most, you know, my favorite Trump supporters are the ones that were never Trumpers, because they looked around. Michael Rappaport is one of them, and he realized he had been lied to. Everything, all of his beliefs about Trump were based on lies. Now, I understand there's plenty about him to not like, that he does willingly on his own. But when it comes to the basic policies, which is what we should be concerned about, everybody that I talk to that has Orange Man Bad syndrome, it's all based on things that they've heard from the television that are not true. And when they find out what his policies actually are, they realize he's benign. He's still obnoxious.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just wondering also. Okay. All right. Back to your TV show, The Brady Bunch. Did you ever come across a family that got along like that was so-called blended, divorced, and remarried with kids and stepbrothers and sisters? Did you ever come across somebody in reality like that?
Well, I had a lot of people tell me that they had that situation. You know, I don't know for sure if they all got along that well, but they claim they did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, we were a role model for that. And
okay,
beginning.
Your show was already a rerun by the time I started watching it. But we had good shows when I was growing in high school, like Happy Days, Baa Baa Black Sheep, stuff like that. But all right,
well, I would argue that the Brady Bunch was the last of the first batch of Leave It to Beaver type shows where there was a moral lesson. Because even Happy Days it was kind of like that, but the Brady Bunch, there would be a moralistic. So Mike Brady would try to be Ward Cleaver, and you know, impart wisdom to the kids and stuff. And after that, when you got to the 80s with Family Ties and The Cosby Show and Cheers, and they were fine shows, but they did not have that kind of moral. There wasn't the same thing. Do you agree?
You know, my mother said something. Well, she has said a lot of brilliant things, but she was watching The Cosby Show, and I'm like, look, Mom, it's the new Brady Bunch. And she's watching it. She goes, no, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
He just put down Theo, and Mike Brady would never have put down one of his sons.
Right. Like, never, oh. Never. Nope.
Yeah. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. That's yes, exactly right. Did you have anything else, Eric? Eric, are you still there? Okay, I guess. Okay, we have Mike in Tennessee. Mike, you're on the air.
Hey, greetings. Just a couple of three quick points. Number one, when John F. Kennedy was looking at eliminating the FBI and the CIA, what happened to him? And then when Ronald Reagan took office, he's talking about getting rid of these institutions. And what happened? He got shot, and in the hospital they said, well, we can give you warm blood or hot blood. One will put you in a vegetative state. The other, you get to go back to work. You going to play ball? Yeah, and all of a sudden he started changing things like Second Amendment and other things that were totally anti of what he stood for. Now you see a guy supposedly get shot in the ear, and he comes up. I grew up in Memphis watching Saturday morning wrestling, and you could see the little fake blood pills coming out of their drawers when they'd, you know, wrestle around on the studio stage. You'd see them step on them, they'd splatter. That kind of looked like Hollywood because, number one, they would not let his face be seen. They would cover him up and get him out of there. And all of a sudden, somebody was talking about eliminating the FBI. Now, all of a sudden, maybe not so much. Other than that, if you go back to your Constitution, it says we the people, and then all of the Bill of Rights references the right of we the people until the 14th Amendment, after the Civil War, when the U.S. became a constitutional, what is it, a corporation, no longer a constitutional republic, but a corporation. Yeah. And so it then says the right of the citizen of the United States, which a citizen by Black's Law Dictionary is someone that owes an allegiance to the government, not the government owes an allegiance
Mike, we have to go to break. If you want to hold on until after the break, you're welcome.
Yeah,
to
it's a good point.
We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is brought to you by thepowermall.com. Supercharge your life with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. By choosing to purchase from us, you're directly supporting independent news media. Support small business and buy from the good guys.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I have a good friend with me here today. She has been taking the calcium bentonite clay that she purchased from the Power Mall for many, many years now. And I asked her to sit with me and explain to the listeners what she uses the clay for.
Thanks. So just to let you know, we use it on a daily basis. I will put a teaspoon of calcium bentonite clay into a glass of water and drink it before bed for detox. We've done weekly foot soaks for my husband who has diabetes. We use it for facials. I use it once a week for my clay bath detox. We've used it on spider bites, insect bites, and I've also used it for the swelling in my ankle after surgery.
Oh, yes, I do remember when you had the surgery. To order the clay, please call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.